Let's set the scene a bit for you. You wake up, it's 5:30 a.m., and your inbox is already just completely buried under, I don't know, 40 pages of sell-side research.
Oh, yeah, and the massive market close spreadsheets.
Right, exactly. Plus a dozen overnight macro headlines. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose while completely blindfolded. You physically cannot read all of that before your 8:00 a.m. client call.
I mean, that is the daily reality for so many wealth advisors right now. Firms spend, literally millions on this brilliant institutional-grade data, but it just sits there unread.
Because time's the biggest bottleneck, right?
Exactly. Time is the barrier. Having the best data in the world is completely useless if your team doesn't have the bandwidth to actually process it before those morning meetings.
Well, that is exactly what we are unpacking today. We're looking at how non-technical financial services teams are solving this massive morning scramble using the Auto Content API.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating tool. It essentially takes that huge mountain of unused source material and turns it into engaging, compliant assets that advisors and their clients will actually consume.
Right. So let's look at how it handles that 5:30 a.m. spreadsheet. How does it tackle the morning rush?
So there's this specific use case called the morning market brief. The API basically takes your raw market close CSV, your sector performance tables, the overnight headlines, and it instantly generates a polished MP3 market brief.
Okay, wait, I have to pause you there. Because my immediate fear is, does it just read the spreadsheet out loud?
Oh, like a robot.
Yeah, like a robotic voice just going, row 4, column B, semis down 2%.
Yeah.
Because I would absolutely tune that out in 10 seconds.
No, that would be terrible. It doesn't just read cells. The API actually uses language models that are specifically trained on financial narratives.
Oh, okay. So it actually understands the context.
Right. It looks at the delta, the changes in the data, and then cross-references those changes with the overnight macro headlines to synthesize the actual story. Yeah, so instead of just reciting raw numbers, it tells the advisor something like, yields moved higher overnight, which led semis to drag tech lower. It also creates a quick 30-second short video highlighting those key changes.
Got it. So it's finding the causality and explaining it quickly. But say I'm an advisor grabbing my morning coffee. Do I have to log into some new platform to hear this?
Not at all.
Because honestly, app fatigue is real. If I need a new password for this, I'm probably just not going to do it.
Yeah, that's a huge point. And the lack of friction is the core strategy here. The API distributes directly to the platforms advisors already use.
Oh, really? Like what?
It drops the MP3 straight into a private podcast feed on their phone or pushes the text summary directly to the advisor's CRM notes for that specific morning client.
Okay, that is a massive workflow upgrade. But, a daily market summary is one thing. What about the really dense stuff?
You mean like the deep dive research reports?
Exactly. Say a firm drops a 50-page PDF on semiconductor supply chain constraints or like a 2-hour earnings call transcript. How does it handle something that complex?
Well, it parses the underlying logic of the text. It doesn't just condense sentences down. It extracts the core thesis and isolates the specific portfolio implications.
Right, which is what the advisor actually needs.
Exactly. Then it converts all that dense, jargon-heavy text into a clean, 5-minute, analyst-grade audio recap.
It's basically like having a hyper-caffeinated junior analyst, right? One who reads the textbook overnight and hands you the perfect cheat sheet right before your meeting.
That's a perfect analogy, but this junior analyst doesn't just stop at audio. From that single PDF, the API also generates explainers translated into advisor-friendly language.
Wow, just from the one source document.
Yep, and it builds slide decks that you can literally screen share during client calls, plus infographics that visually map out those complex macro signals.
That is wild. But okay, I have to bring up the elephant in the room here. Compliance. Because in finance, speed doesn't matter at all if you fail a regulatory audit. If this AI hallucinates and, say, guarantee the 10% return on a stock, someone is losing their Series 7 license.
Oh, absolutely. Trust is the biggest hurdle in fintech right now.
Yep.
But the system actually prevents those hallucinations through very strict bounding.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning the AI isn't allowed to just pull from the open internet or improvise. Every single claim it generates is mathematically tethered to the source material.
Okay, so it's fundamentally constrained from making things up.
Precisely. And every output includes a compliance-ready transcript. That transcript has direct, clickable citations linked right back to the original PDF.
Oh, that makes auditing so much easier.
It does. And it even generates training quizzes for the advisors.
Yeah, quizzes, like to test them on the material.
Yes, but specifically to help them identify client safe wording. like training them to say according to the source note instead of slipping into risky language like guaranteed return.
That is so smart. So if you're an advisor listening to this on your commute, the big takeaway is that your unread data is no longer a bottleneck.
Exactly. It becomes a fully compliant multimodal toolkit.
Right. You get podcasts, shorts, explainers, slide decks, infographics, and those quizzes all natively integrated into your day.
It completely changes the dynamic of financial services. And, you know, it leaves you with a really fascinating question to ponder.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if AI can now perfectly digest, summarize, and package all of this complex financial research, does the true value of a financial advisor shift entirely away from just knowing the data?
That is a really good point.
Right. Does it shift entirely toward human empathy and relationship management? That's what you have to ask yourself.